Wasatch Frontin' back again. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for telling a family member. Thanks for subscribing on iTunes.
Yep.
We appreciate that. That's how we grow the show. You subscribe, then you will never miss an episode. You simply subscribe. As a matter of fact, you subscribe on iTunes, mm-hmm. they'll just download in the background, and then one day you'll go to take a picture or a video, and you'll say your phone storage is overloaded, and you'll have to go in and you'll get pissed because you'll have to delete 7 episodes of Wasatch Frontin'.
Maybe even 700.
Yeah.
So how long you haven't been listening.
Exactly. So welcome to the show, Jake McLeod over there.
Yep.
Jeff McLeod over here.
Mm-hmm.
Just scrolling through the news.
Uh-huh.
Just literally seconds ago, scrolling through the news.
Right.
And all I'm seeing is the U.S. drops the biggest bomb, the biggest non-nuclear bomb ever dropped, and we dropped it right on ISIS, right on their stupid faces, right on their dirty feet. Does even one member of ISIS have clean feet?
No.
Not even one.
No. They absolutely do not. Here's a little problem I have with this whole thing. The bomb being dropped mainly. I'm happy we killed a bunch of people from ISIS, but 100% we're headed straight for World War III. I don't even know what that means.
World War Feet.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about it, stinky fuckers.
Seriously. How in this day and age can you even live in a part of the world that doesn't have access to a Foot Locker? never heard of a place that doesn't have one.
I mean, we've talked about it before too. They sure have no problem getting Isuzu pickup trucks,
right?
And Toyota 4Runners. There must be just the salesman over there in Syria or Turkey or wherever the fuck ISIS is hanging out these days. Just the guy that sells Toyota pickup trucks. He's just rolling, has the nicest house, the cleanest feet. So many, like, he's just living in a palace. People asking, like, are you the Sultan of Brunei? He's like, oh, no, I just work at the Toyota dealership over there on the dirt road lane and dusty street boulevard.
Yeah, just a small little dealership I have. A couple of Isuzu trucks with tent backing on all of them.
Do you need to mount a 50 caliber like assault rifle on the top of it? Because I have those. I have the assault rifle mounts.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. I'm telling you, this bomb, 100%, I feel like it would have been the coolest thing to be a part of dropping it.
Well, I don't understand why. Or maybe there will be, like,
right.
That's something that if the U.S. Army like wants to make a dope viral video,
right,
put a few GoPros on that bomb.
Yeah.
Or let's get some footage of that bomb just going off. And really, I mean, obviously we haven't, like, there's intelligence. There's a lot more that the public doesn't know.
Right.
So they clearly, they knew where to drop the bomb, but
right.
Couple of things. One, it's been a while since ISIS thrown out a solid beheading video.
Right.
Two, it's been a while since I even heard about those assholes.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know that we still cared about them.
I was pretty certain that we killed all of them.
I thought ISIS was over.
Yeah.
But back to your World War III part, I don't read the news much.
Right.
I think people probably did the math on that. I'm never informed on any, like, social thing going on or any global
right.
news thing. I'm really not educated on it or informed, but the last 2 days, all I'm seeing on the news, like Yahoo News or CNN,
right,
whatever, is Trump says we're at an all-time low with our relationship with Russia. All-time low?
That's
What was happening during World War II? I feel like it was probably a little worse there. And then that whole Cold War they talk about.
Right.
That I think could just be just propaganda at this
right.
point, because I don't know what that is either. The Cuban Missile Crisis, I feel like Russia had something to do with that. For him to just say that, like that, I don't know, should I just be terrified? World War III is about to start. Not only that, the U.S. is like saying, hey, North Korea, you knock it off.
Right.
You stop it.
100%. Stop what you're doing.
You knock those nuclear tests off, which I just think it's so funny when North Korea does anything. It's almost out of like a funny movie.
Right.
Like every time they try to like launch a missile or something, like something funny happens.
Like how, like, how could it be, how could they be that off over there? Like, right. how have they not been able to pay a US government scientist X, like,
right,
you know, retired guy to come over and just teach him how to build a right. missile?
Instead, they're fucking around with Dennis Rodman, like watching basketball games, which a bunch of like basketball games in any Asian country, just a bunch of like 4'8" guys that like
playing like, professional that aren't very basketball. Good. Yeah. I don't understand what.
So they're doing, they're claiming they're going to run another nuclear test.
Right.
And we're like, hey, you stop it.
Right.
And China sent a bunch of troops to North Korea's border as a, from what I read in the little article I read, was as a show of, hey, don't worry, America. Like, we're going to take care of, like, it's like they're, North Korea is like China's drunk friend at the bar.
Right.
And like you're, he's like trying to pick a fight with you.
Right.
But his friend comes over and he's like, relax, he's drunk, he doesn't know what he's doing, just relax, just stop.
Right.
Because China, they don't want some, they don't want us. China backs North Korea from what I can, from what I've read,
right,
for the sole reason of they like having that buffer between South Korea, where a lot of U.S. troops are. Then they've got North Korea, and then North Korea is on the border of China, obviously. So China likes having that buffer from the U.S. So they back them. Also, like 40% of North Korea's exports like go to China in the form of coal. Mm-hmm. So I mean, China and North Korea kind of have this bond, but China sent troops to the border, and I'm just thinking, Russia doesn't like us, but I thought we were going to be cool with Russia because I thought Putin and Trump were friends. China doesn't like us. Sitting here over uninformed, I'm thinking World War III is about to pop off any minute.
Wouldn't even care. There's one thing that I want to happen in my lifetime. If I had to choose between the Second Coming and a World War III all-out nuke fest, I'm all about the nuke fest. 100%, I want to live for the day that that happens, and I hope it happens in the next 6 months.
I just hope I get the right amount of nuclear exposure that I turn into one of the Fantastic Four people.
Yeah, which I think from the maps that I've seen and all the animated creations of what will happen, we're literally in that part where we will all turn into like mutants, I think.
We're in the X-Men's like band of radiation.
Yeah.
And everyone else is like, they just don't get enough. So anyone like just like outside of our band to the like to the east will get, they'll just get like a cancerous tumor.
Right.
Everyone on the west will just immediately die. And we're just over here, X-Men. I'm straight just blinking up. Laser beams out of my eyes.
Yep.
Fangs out of my hands, out of the back of my hands.
Right.
Controlling the weather with my mind. Okay.
Those. Can you just imagine if like 14 million people had that power though?
Just try.
Like, I don't even, well, I need to know what will happen, which is another reason why I need World War III to happen.
Here's what I'm thinking about. Now I'm kind of stuck on X-Men and mutants all of a sudden. Right. So Wolverine, he can heal himself really fast.
Uh-huh.
And he can has like 12-inch daggers that come out of his wrist.
Right.
Storm's controlling the entire atmosphere of planet Earth. Magneto can just bend, can just metal, can he can bend metal from anywhere.
This is all news to me, mostly.
And the guy from Star Trek, the Captain Picard from Star Trek, he can control people's minds. And you're over here with little like claws out of your hand.
Right.
Like, not talk about the most like unintimidating mutant of all.
Right.
I feel like at mutant conventions, they're all just like, oh, there's hey, back scratcher. Hey, more here.
Well, it's like he literally has the two kind, I don't know if the right word is contradicting powers, but it's like because his power sucks so bad and he has to get in hand-to-hand combat with everyone,
right,
he has to also have the ability to heal himself. Because he's always just getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, Storm's over here. Like, I don't need her. No need for me to rejuvenate. Right. I'm raining down, like, literally Volkswagen-sized balls of hail down on everybody. Yep. And not giving a shit.
Nope.
So, yeah, World War III.
Mm-hmm.
If that goes off, I don't even, my first initial thought, and maybe this kind of tells everybody about where I am financially in my life, I instantly think World War III going off. I'm like, do I have to keep paying my car payment? Like that's like the first thought I have. Am I out of like paying like my mortgage for at least a minute, like at least a month. Yes.
I'm pretty sure 100% the answer is yes.
Is SunTrust Mortgage still sending me late notices? I feel like they got bigger fish to fry themselves.
Look, before World War III happens, I promise you, you probably will not get sent a mortgage bill sometime soon from what I saw today. I saw, and I'm not even kidding you, 3 postal trucks, little U.S. mail trucks, all driving on the same street at the same time. 2 going one way and 1 going the opposite way. They don't know what they're doing anymore. They've hired too many drug addict 40-year-old guys that need that $14 an hour job.
They got 1 too many Kellys running mail around.
Yeah, 100%. So between World War III and just their crisis they're having at the post office, probably won't be getting a mortgage bill anytime soon.
My whole thing with seeing 2 mail trucks going the opposite way, mm-hmm. just clearly they each have the wrong mail.
Right.
Give this guy over here the mail that you need over here, and give that guy over there the mail he needs over there. Let's not cross paths. Right. It's the same thing, my whole thing with traffic jams. Mm-hmm. When we're on the freeway and there's literally both sides, just right. bumper to bumper, standstill traffic. And I just think this could all be solved. One right. simple thing. Everybody just switch fucking houses.
Yep. Yeah. With your whole traffic thing, I was recently thinking, if I was a multi-billionaire, what I would do with every single penny, not even kidding, I would build my own freeway that goes from, let's say, Provo, Utah to Salt Lake, Utah. That's what I would do with every single cent. Jake Express, it's one lane because I only need to be, it's only going to be me.
I get it. You're only going one way.
It's going to be the width of a Dodge Caliber with the mirrors tucked in because I don't even need them if I'm driving on my own road. And
still in your Dodge Cal, well, because you spent all your money on the road,
right? So. Yeah, yeah. That's every cent went into making the road. I'll have dips in it and little bridges and stuff, but yeah, that's where I put most of my money.
Right. Well, again, I think that kind of goes to tell people how good you are financially and the decisions you'll be making
when I'm a billionaire. Yes.
I literally could spiral into another 35 minutes on traffic mm-hmm. and a few things. There's a never ending amount of things I could talk about when it comes to traffic. Right. All I have to do is drive home one time and I get reloaded with 10 more things that bother me.
Yeah.
But in the interest of saving everybody another 35 minutes on traffic, I know it's a little early in the show, but let's just get right into the news.
What's going on, everybody? Glad you could hop on over to the newsroom with us while we're just going over some crazy stories as usual. This first story, the reason that I liked it is because I myself am getting into pumping iron, doing steroids, getting buff.
Bro, you don't have to tell. Well, I guess you do need to say it because not everyone right. can see you, but you definitely don't need to tell me. I can tell you're getting into getting jacked.
100%. Full-blown meathead everyone's listening to right now.
Yeah. Hey, assholes, you better pick on Jake while you still can.
Yeah.
Okay, no. you better walk up to him, call him a loser, call him yep. a nerd, call him a bozo while you still can.
Yep. Because the second that I start fitting into the medium-sized shirts I just bought, it's not going to be an easy road for you. And I won't be the last guy you'd want to see in an alley. No, I'll be the last guy you'd want to see in an alley when I fill these medium shirts. That's what I want everyone to know.
As soon as his traps are ready for the tank tops he bought.
Mm. All just 6-pack gray for $11 from Hanes at Walmart. All kidding aside, I want to talk about this guy that was sent to prison for starting an online company selling steroids. The company started in Utah, and he lived in Missouri.
I love the entrepreneurship, the entrepreneur mind state of Utah.
Right.
It's like we've just got people that are just...
The thing about this guy is he lives in Missouri, but he knows he started it here, and I think he just moved back to Missouri, just a new look. If I'm going to be an entrepreneur, I'm moving to the new Silicon Valley.
Silicon Slopes, as people annoyingly call Utah now.
100%. Super annoying.
Could you imagine someone actually saying that and meaning it and like being like, hey, heading to the Silicon Slopes.
Acting like it's 100% authentic.
Yeah, acting like one. Because when any asshole says something like that, they act like they like really want credit for being the first person that's ever said it.
Oh, so you're just going down to hang out with, you know, like a bunch of Vivint guys, a bunch of Adobe old ass dudes, Entrada, going to hang out like some, just all the shitty people that live in Silicon. I would trade everyone in actual Silicon Valley for every Vivint worker here in Silicon Slopes. No offense if you're listening, but you guys are pretty big douches. Okay, but this guy, he made $2.25 million.
Nice.
And he's going to prison. They bust him. It's illegal steroids. It doesn't say what kind, but it just was that he was selling them over the internet. But his punishment is that he's going to prison, and he has to give back all $2.25 million.
That just seems so unreasonable. He has to give it all back? Every to who?
You believe he has it?
And
that's my problem with it.
One.
What's going on? That all, how do they know not all 2.5 mil went to R&D?
First things first, I'll be shocked if he even has the 0.25 right. of any of the millions. Two, it is so funny to me when like judges and the judicial system are there for a reason.
Right.
And it's really unfortunate that they really aren't, it's just like with anything, when money gets involved, it just gets ruined. People just prostitute the system and milk it for everything they can. And then eventually ruin it. Just because now every case, like, you know, big case lawyers get involved and now the lawyers, they need their cut.
Yep.
So, you know, a lawsuit that might've been like a million, let's just say like $1 million back in the day, like the United Airlines guy.
Yeah.
If let's say back, you know, 30 years ago, United was just going to give him $1 million and sweep this under the rug and be done with it, throw some money at it and be over. Well, now there's lawyers involved and the lawyers need 40%. So they need $1 million. So they, in order for the guy to get $1 million or the lawyers to earn their $1 million, now the lawsuit has to be for $2 million.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, it's unfortunate that because just hearing like a judge tell this guy he has to pay $2.25 million back, like I guess the point I was trying to make is let's just be a little more realistic.
Well,
it's like we talked about before when the judge will just sentence someone to 17 life sentences. Like that doesn't mean anything. That's like,
how about one life sentence and just you're gonna stay in there your whole life?
Like it's, I mean, why don't you just say, like, remember when we went and watched Passengers?
Right.
And they were walking through the thing and Jennifer Lawrence's character was explaining how much money that the company that was running this voyage to this other planet had made off of the product that they provide, which is transporting people to another planet. She literally said they made $4 quadrillion.
$4 quadrillion.
And it, just the fact that she said such an such a silly number.
Right.
It literally took us out of the movie and we started making fun of that for like 5 minutes.
Right.
Took us out. When someone gets 19 life sentences, and then I've even heard, like, just to, it's almost like in the judge is like, and just in case he lives through all 19 life sentences. Mm-hmm. I've literally heard people say their sentence is like 20 life sentences plus 15 years. Like the judge is sitting there going, well, just in case this guy's some sort of like medieval warlock.
Right.
That actually might live through these 20 life sentences. Let's add 15 years just in case.
Right.
Isn't a life sentence enough?
Well, here's what I'm starting to think about it. I truly believe, all the way down to my bones and my heart, take everything back, and this is what I believe. They are testing on prisoners firsthand. I've never seen it, but I believe that this is why they do the life sentence thing. They are testing how to make people live forever, and they're doing it on prisoners, and they know they gotta be starting. Soon we're going to be hearing 100, 200, 300 lives. They just love having people in prison.
Is there a portion of society that I would want to live forever less than prisoners?
Here's where I think it would get tricky. How about, I think what they might be saying is 19 life sentences, 19 generations going straight to prison. You have some kids. They're going to prison. They're going to prison. And they're going to prison.
Man, you did something so bad. Like 19 generations later, yeah. Still going to prison for right. it.
I think that's what they should do. Or why not just really say, if they're just trying to be funny, just say 100,000 life sentences.
Right. Just say a quadrillion years.
Has the family ever been like, only 3 life sentences?
Oh, like the family of the victim.
Have they just complained about that?
Yeah, the family of the victim's like, oh yeah, letting them off pretty easy. One life sentence.
And also, why don't we just kill them immediately? If they get 19 life sentences, kill them immediately. So, I think we covered that first story. Look, here, the last thing I do want to say about it is, that guy's only 32. He has a long life ahead of him. I've seen guys way older rebuild businesses and restart their lives.
Yeah, don't give up, man.
Don't give up,
Don't give up. And definitely don't give up, because in prison, that's where you go to if you really want to get just jacked.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be jacked to the gills, bro, I think you need to commit 6 felonies.
Yep.
Get a 25-year sentence. You come out, you'll literally just be lifting iron all day long. I've seen enough movies to know what happens in prison.
Yeah. Do you want to be a better person? Go to prison just for a couple years.
Yeah. You don't have any time. That book you've been dying to read, you want some time. Yeah. You want to free up some time to read those books?
Yeah. 100% worth it. So our next story, every part of it blows my mind. So police caught a mother who left her 21-month-old baby in the car to go into the homeless shelter in Salt Lake to get a crack pipe and didn't come out for hours. Someone saw that she went in there, and about 30 minutes after her going in there, they went over to the car, saw that a child was in it. I think they saw the child was in it and then waited about 30 minutes. And then they went over, broke the window, got the baby out. Police came. All this chaos. Then the police waited by her car for when she came back out. And she admitted to going in there, getting a crack pipe. There was residue on the crack pipe. So she smoked it while she was in the homeless shelter. And they took her to jail.
And then the other guys are all mad because it was like a mother of the year crack pipe. Like those mugs you get. And they're like, we are taking this back. Like, I can't believe we gave that to you.
This is the thing. Why didn't they just go and raid the homeless shelter? And also, why is there not more control over what happens on the inside of a homeless shelter? You can literally just walk in and get a crack pipe. I mean, that single-handedly blows my mind that we don't have more regulations just over a homeless shelter. They should be allowed to have nothing in there.
I think like, at least I'm actually glad she left the kid in the car.
Yeah.
I mean, it's if you're an infant and you're going to get left in the car, this is the perfect time of year to do it.
Right.
It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's nice in the car. You don't have to go be around a crack pipe.
Right.
I think she was thinking, but she probably walked in there and just like me, I'm shocked at how fast I forget things sometimes.
Right.
Like at work, someone will say, hey, can you grab this for me and bring it back?
Right.
I'll walk away from that person and just start doing something different. And literally 3 hours will go by and they'll be, hey, you never brought that back. And and it wasn't even kind of on my mind.
Right.
All the way up until they reminded me, it wasn't on my mind. I've gotten my car and just being like, okay, I need to like drive over to the Target and grab something. And then literally just drove past the exit that Target's at and then just gone to Taco Bell and came home and been like, oh shit, I was going to go to Target.
I almost immediately forget everything.
Right.
Especially little mundane things.
So if people as intelligent and as enlightened as you and me are going to forget things, right. Can we really expect a crack addicted mother to walk into a homeless shelter to grab a crack pipe to not get a little sidetracked?
I mean, she's getting a little
incy-bincy sidetracked.
Hard to believe the only thing she was doing was getting that crack pipe. I don't really believe she had money to actually get the crack pipe.
Well,
I don't even want to know what else.
There's a lot of ways to earn a crack pipe.
Look, here's the thing with leaving kids in the car. In the middle of the summer, I've been left in the back of an Oldsmobile with red, carpety-looking interior for 45 minutes plus, for a fact. And that was just the first time I would get left in the car when I was a kid. That was dad getting a bang trim, bangs trimmed trim up, his getting bangs. His mullet trimmed up. Yeah. And so, yeah.
Side note, top five ways to earn a crack pipe, just because I brought it up. Mm-hmm. Blow job.
Yep.
Hand jay.
Right.
Butt job.
Yep.
Sex job.
Any
kind of job.
Right. And it doesn't even faze me to think that it doesn't even faze me thinking about how much of that goes on now in a homeless shelter. Mm. That's, you know what, I'm gonna commit to never serving food there ever. And I've never done it. I was kind of thinking about it, but now I really don't think they deserve it.
Amen.
Good. 100%.
Good.
So I'm happy she's in jail. I'm happy the kid's going to go into foster care, I'm sure, for a long time. I'm sure the dad doesn't seem like he's really around.
My thing is, when what you kind of brought up earlier, is the police just be, like, could police be lazier? Could literally, all right, guy, all right, thank you for calling us. Thank you for breaking the window. Thanks for getting the baby out, everybody. Thank you. We appreciate it. Right. Everyone go back about your day. We're going to stand here and wait till the mother comes out. No. Any inclination to just walk in and grab her real quick.
Right. Hey,
see what's going on.
Sir,
what
can
if
you
she
come
was,
with me?
What if something terrible happened to her?
Right. Yeah. Sir, could you come with me and point out the woman? I just think people like that do crimes like this. One thing I wish I could see more of. I wish I could see less body cam shootings, because they're just kind of weird to watch sometimes. Mm. And more just people getting the shit tackled out of them by cops. How could you not just want to do that?
Yeah,
like, to this lady, she should have got smashed right into the side of her car the second she stepped out.
Yeah, if I'm a cop, I'm looking forward to just... I'm like hearkening back to my like junior college football days, and yep. I just can't wait to lower a shoulder into somebody's gut.
I'm
just taking them down. And you're right, on the body cam shooting footage, it's always, because we're so used to seeing, we're conditioned through like TV movies that like shootouts and like people getting shot is like super dramatic, and like
right.
you get shot and like knocks you back, or the guy gets shot and he just keeps running but he's kind of limping,
right.
or a guy gets shot and he instantly dies if John Wick shoots you. So you see all this stuff on TV or movies or, you know, TV shows, and you think we all kind of have an idea of what a shooting looks like in our head.
Right.
And then an actual shooting just happens, and it's always so disappointing. It's so sad. The person gets shot and they almost are like they just... It's just never what you expect. It's
right.
so like anticlimactic. They just kind of like fall to the ground and just kind of lay there.
What else could they do after 17 rounds go right into their
yeah.
sternum?
No one ever that gets shot in real life like looks over at their friend or looks like at the officer or looks right into the body cam camera
yeah.
and says like one last like really sweet line,
right.
And then like and then dies. Never.
Which, people, get your line. I think in the back
have
of my
your
head,
line ready.
Number one, if I'm in a car crash, my legs are smushed. One was up, like maybe I was a passenger, I had my foot up on the dash, my legs completely blown behind my head at this point. Who am I just calling before I die, before I bleed out?
Right.
Or what voice memo am I putting in the phone?
Right.
And I haven't zeroed in on it, but I do think that's something everyone should take seriously.
Yeah, I hope I'm not like in a disoriented state. Well, I guess if I just got shot, I'll be a little disoriented.
Right.
But, and I mess it up. Like, I've got this like really cool line
yeah.
that I'm like, all right, when I die, I'm going to say this. But when I actually like die, like grab like the paramedic, like on his forearm and mm-hmm. like get his attention all dramatic. Like,
right.
And I just look up at him and I'm like, oh, I think I forgot to get my clothes out of the dryer. They're going to be kind of wrinkled.
Yeah. Been in there a little bit too long. Look, I believe everyone would be so much more satisfied with loved ones dying if every single time they had a recorded voice memo or something said to someone that could directly be relayed back to the family. Like, how often do you hear these are their last words?
Yeah, you don't. Never. Well, like you said, especially when a cop shooting happens, because is it part of police training that's like, if you start shooting someone, don't stop until you're out of bullets?
100%.
Like, they literally shoot them so many times when they shoot them.
I think you just turn into a monster at that point.
Me and Kelly had this running kind of joke that we were talking about one day of me, like, she always was like worried about me getting in an accident on my motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And I always, this was like, so we started talking about getting in an accident and like what might happen if I did.
Right.
And obviously in reality, if I got in an accident, what would happen is I would slam into the car.
Yeah.
And I would do a front flip and I would, then I would land, do a shoulder roll and pop up and then go grab my one shoe that flipped off and put it back on and it'd be totally fine. Okay. That's what would happen if I got in a motorcycle accident.
Right.
But we talked about how like just turned into this whole like spill about how funny it would be if in the accident, as I like launched over the handlebars, like it tore my pants off and then I went and smashed through the windshield of the other car. And then how fun, like my dead, like naked bodies, like half naked bodies just smashed like halfway through their windshield and the cop just like writing the police report, and how funny it would be for him to have to literally, cause they've got to be very detailed in their report. Right. And then they're like, man's penis, man's morbidly underdeveloped penis landed in, do you want to put this ruined Jamba Juice? His penis went in your Jamba Juice. Well, it only looks like the first couple inches is ruined. Oh, you're right. You put it on the clamp. Put it, let's see. Ruined Jamba Juice. I don't know. It was, that's obviously just not even important. Yeah. Not even related to what we're talking about.
I think that's important.
But that's just a funny visual for anyone to think of. My pants getting ripped off by my handlebars as I fly through the air.
I think that'd be a,
and then the cop having
to go.
And the cop literally having to give a super detailed thing.
Right.
Like six butt freckles. Like I don't know how detailed they have to get.
I would hope if someone crashed into the back of a car, that if it was you, how I'd really want you to go out just real quick is I'd want you to grip the handlebars so tight that when you smash in the back of it, you literally do not move a muscle, but from the impact, your brain liquefies and is just spewing out of your ears while you're sitting there on the motorcycle. And
but I look completely fine.
Right. You hunkered down, planted your feet, and just smashed into the back of that.
Love it.
I'd be impressed with that.
I can't think of a better way to wrap up the news. Great news as always, Jake.
Yep.
Appreciate the diligence. Appreciate you looking into what's going on in and around our neighborhoods and keeping the people informed.
Right.
Unfortunately for the fans that love listening to us for 7, 8, maybe 9 hours at a time, mm-hmm. we've got to cut the show a little short tonight.
Right.
I'm going to tell you why though. I'm going to see Fast, the Fate of the Furious, Fast 8.
I think you said that right.
Which they nailed it. Which the thing that just made me laugh today when I saw like another trailer for it, and at the end it just had the F and the 8. Uh-huh. So it's like, you know, Fate of the Furious. And it just reminded me of reading Dad's texts. Yeah. Like still holding strong to CUL8TER.
All done in an ABC form.
Yeah.
Not even upgraded to T9.
Like somehow Dad has an iPhone, but still half his letters are capitalized, half aren't for some reason. Still using a 2 when it's like you almost want to talk to him and just be like, Dad, that's not faster. I don't know if it ever was faster. But it's definitely not faster now.
He must just think that it's cool to do that.
He's like still, you know, I like to relate with my kids and just kind of text the way they text. So I'll put a big fucking C, an even bigger fucking U next to the C, and then put a later. And then I'll say, I had a really good day, giant fucking 2, and then a day, today, today. But yeah, Dad's texts are awesome. But I'm going to see Fast 8. Right now, literally going to get up, turn this microphone off, walk away from Jake, probably moonwalk out of here because I'm so excited, and sit down. So on the next episode, you can expect a full review. So everyone better go fucking watch it, because I'm gonna spoil the shit out of that movie. I'm gonna You think you see spoilers? You think you saw spoilers on the backs of the cars on the original Fast and Furious? No. I'm the real spoiler. You better go see this fucking movie, because I'm about to go see it, and then that's all I'm going to want to talk about. I better not take my motorcycle, because after you watch Fast and Furious, watching Fast and Furious is what I got to believe, like, a sexual predator snorting three Viagras, like, the impact it would have on them and how bad they would just want to go, like, butt fuck anything that even remotely resembled a hole. When I watch Fast and Furious, all I want to do is rev my engine, ride wheelies, jump my truck.
Fight everyone.
Fight everybody.
100%.
Put on a tank top. So
looking forward to that review.
Yeah, so I apologize for cutting the show a little bit early. But thanks again for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm telling you, the fans, the listeners of this show, there is not a greater batch of people on this planet. Second to none. When we talked about when Jake said that he's pretty sure they're figuring out ways to make prisoners live forever, fuck that. I want Wasatch Front fans to be the ones living forever. I love you guys. Keep fronting. We'll see you next time.